There you go, little Dan and Shay here on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where it's 82 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump in Scotland for trade talks and business related to his golf resorts. The president says he blames Hamas for the latest stall to the Gaza ceasefire talks. Israel also blaming Hamas for stealing critical aid and food. Today, the USAID agency says it's found no evidence that Hamas has diverted food. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calling for an end to the war with starvation mounting.
From the beginning, I have repeatedly condemned the horrific 7 October terror attacks by Hamas. But nothing can justify the explosion of death and destruction since. The scale and scope is beyond anything we have seen in recent times.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche wrapping up 2 days of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. She's serving 20 years for sex trafficking. And former Congressman George Santos reported to federal prison today to begin his 7-year federal sentence for fraud charges. This is ABC News. A well-known artist has pulled out of an exhibit at the Smithsonian, citing censorship.
Amy Sherald is best known for painting Michelle Obama's portrait at the National Portrait Gallery, and she was supposed to be the focus of a major exhibit next month at the Smithsonian. But when discussions began about removing her painting of a trans Statue of Liberty, she pulled out, citing political hostility towards trans lives, saying, "I cannot in good conscience comply with a culture of censorship, especially when it targets vulnerable communities." Last month, President Trump fired the head of the National Portrait Gallery, calling her a highly partisan person. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In Florida today, Governor Ron DeSantis at a briefing says deportation flights at the new migrant facility in the Everglades, dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, started this week. DeSantis says some 100 detainees have already been transferred to Homeland Security flights and sent to other countries. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Friday evening news is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Looking at temperatures cooling down to around 68 for a low tonight, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of some spotty showers south.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Democratic field is shaping up in the race for Wisconsin governor. With Tony Evers not seeking a third term, the first Democrat officially out of the gate to succeed him is the state's lieutenant governor.
Hello, Wisconsin. It's your lieutenant governor, Sarah Rodriguez, here. I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has also announced that he will be taking steps toward entering the race for governor in the weeks ahead. The potential Democratic primary roster also includes Attorney General Josh Call, former state party chair Ben Wickler, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and corporate CEO and former Navy SEAL Bill Berrien are already in the race on the Republican side. Partisan primary elections take place in August 2026. On the heels of a heat advisory issued this week and extreme heat conditions rising across Wisconsin, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined her colleagues in introducing the Asunción Valdivia Heat Illness, Injury, and Fatality Prevention Act, legislation to protect the safety and health of workers who are exposed to dangerous heat conditions in the workplace. The legislation would protect workers against occupational exposure to excessive heat by requiring the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to establish an enforceable federal standard to protect workers in high heat environments with common sense measures like paid breaks in cool spaces, access to water, limitations on time exposed to heat, and emergency response for workers with heat-related illness. The bill also directs employers to provide training for their employees on the risk factors that can lead to heat illness and guidance on the proper procedures for responding to symptoms. The legislation is named in honor of Asuncion Valdivia, who died in 2004 after picking grapes for 10 hours straight in 105-degree temperatures. He fell unconscious, but instead of calling an ambulance, his employer told his son to drive his father home. On his way home, he died of heat stroke at the age of 53. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, 2024 was the warmest year on record for the United States. The past decade, including 2024, was the hottest on record, marking a decade of extreme heat that will only get worse. Between 1992 and 2017, heat stress injuries killed 815 U.S. workers and seriously injured more than 70,000. The failure to implement simple heat safety measures cost U.S. employers nearly $100 billion every year in lost productivity. Farm workers and construction workers suffer the highest incidence of heat illness. And no matter what the weather is outside, workers in factories, commercial kitchens, and other workplaces, including ones where workers must wear personal protective equipment, can face dangerously high heat conditions all year round. A tornado pushed through northeast Wisconsin on Wednesday. The National Weather Service in Green Bay is confirming that an EF1 tornado touched down in Keshena during Wednesday's severe weather. Menominee tribal officials say no one was injured, but the twister did significant damage to homes, businesses, and county property and knocked out power to the area. Crews worked all day Thursday to restore electricity. A two-vehicle crash in Grant County resulted in serious injuries. Early Thursday morning around 7, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash with entrapment on County Highway K near Hilltop Road in Mount Ida Township. An officer from the Wisconsin State Patrol and deputies from the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene. When officers arrived, they learned Sean Leffler, 46, of Woodman, was traveling southbound on County Highway K. Joseph Freed, 49, of Platteville, was traveling northbound on County K. The preliminary investigation indicated that Leffler crossed the center line and traveled into the northbound lane, which caused the front driver's side of Leffler's vehicle to collide with the front of driver's side of Freed's vehicle. Leffler's vehicle then left the roadway and came to rest in the ditch on the west side of the road. Freed was able to maintain control of his vehicle and stopped on the roadway. Joseph Freed was wearing a seatbelt and was uninjured in the crash. Sean Leffler was not wearing a seatbelt and was trapped in his vehicle and had to be extricated by the Fenimore Fire Department. Leffler sustained serious injuries and was transported by Fenimore EMS to Grant Regional Health Center and then transferred to UW Hospital in Madison by MedFlight. Traffic on County Highway K was shut down for approximately an hour due to the crash. The Wisconsin State Patrol is handling the crash. Fenimore Fire Department, Fenimore EMS, Grant County Highway Department, and the Grant County Sheriff's Office assisted the State Patrol at the scene. According to the State Patrol, Sean Leffler will be cited for operating left of center and for not wearing his seatbelt. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has announced that Rebecca Reisterer, manager of obstetrics and emergency services, has been honored with the hospital's first DAISY Nurse Leader Award. This national recognition celebrates nurse leaders who foster environments where compassionate, high-quality care can flourish. Several colleagues nominated her, praising her unwavering support, calm leadership, and dedication to both her team and the patients they serve. Known for her approachability and professionalism, Reisterer leads her departments with integrity, empathy, and commitment to the hospital's mission to deliver exceptional healthcare services. Rebecca Raister's leadership extends beyond her role in obstetrics. She is also responsible for the urgent care, staffing coordination, and shares in managing the emergency department, demonstrating her commitment to the broader hospital community. Areas of influence include patient safety and satisfaction, employee and provider engagement, interdisciplinary collaboration, and staff development. Her ability to remain composed under pressure, mentor new leaders, and promote evidence-based care has made a lasting impact on her teams. The Daisy Nurse Leader Award, presented by the Daisy Foundation, was created to recognize nurse leaders who may not provide direct patient care, but whose leadership is essential to creating a supportive and compassionate care environment. The Plain Fire and EMS Day celebrations kicked off today at Plain Community Park. Festivities include tonight high mileage performing from 7 to 11. Celebration for Jesus will be held tonight at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The event is an ecumenical gathering for all ages. All are welcome. The curtain will rise on community players of Southwest Wisconsin summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors, tonight. Little Shop of Horrors has become a cult classic ever since Rick Moranis starred in the movie in 1986. While most musicals revolve around a love story that was a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that runs counter to such expectations. The story follows a hapless florist shop worker named Seymour, who raises a plant that feeds on human blood and flesh. Seymour's love interest is Audrey, a pretty girl with a fashion sense that leans towards tackiness. Seymour and Audrey are co-workers at a rundown flower shop owned and operated by the cranky Mr. Mushnick, played by Glenn Dunn. In addition to its dark humor, some people love the show for its music, with great sounds from the 50s and 60s. Performances are scheduled for tonight, Saturday and Sunday, and August 1st through 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 and Sunday shows are at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The show is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. For Pete's Sake Day in the Park will be held Sunday, August 17th in Spring Green. Today is the day for those wishing to receive a 2025 t-shirt to get their order in. It is also the deadline for the run, walk, bike, and pickleball registrations and the pickleball tournament if you want a t-shirt. This is a change of date from the registration form.
Are you ready to say goodbye to joint pain and hello to relief? Surgeon Edward Riley and his team bring orthopedic excellence close to home at Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball. No need to travel for Gunderson's renowned care. We're bringing our team of trusted orthopedic specialists to you. Say hello to relief. Talk to your provider about orthopedic care at Amplify Health Basketball and get moving again.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67 of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a 7-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67 of Lone Rock. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday, August 2nd at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, August 2nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday, August 2nd at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River, died Thursday. The family will be holding a private service at a later time. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Diana Lynn Elder, 69, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet and Blue River.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. An air quality alert for Vernon and Juneau counties and to the north are expected to stay in effect until 11 o'clock tonight because of the wildfire smoke levels. Those of us with respiratory issues should use caution when being outdoors. As we continue heading into tonight, we're going to expect hazy and warm and humid conditions sticking around. Partly to mostly cloudy skies are also expected for tonight. A few spotty showers are going to be staying mostly to the south. We're looking at lows dropping to the mid to upper 60s. Winds are going to be in the light side, mostly from an eastern direction. For our Saturday, we're going to have a decrease in clouds throughout the afternoon hours. It's going to be humid and warm once again, highs in the mid 80s. Winds will be eventually coming from the east about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, an increase in clouds with possible fog is expected for the area. Lows are dropping down to the mid to upper 60s. Winds are going to be relatively on the light side from the southwest. Sunday, we're expecting a decrease in clouds. It's going to be hot and humid. Heat index is expected to be close to 100 during the day. Highs are going to be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Winds from the south around 10 miles an hour. Monday, some scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected in the early morning hours. Otherwise, mixed skies and continued hot and muggy conditions. Highs in the low to mid 90s. Heat index well into the hundreds. Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies, a bit cooler and still humid. Areas of showers and storms are likely. We're looking at highs hitting the low to mid 80s. For the middle of the week, Wednesday, a small chance of showers early and then decreasing clouds later on in the day. It's going to be cooler and less humid. We're going to have highs in the mid to upper 70s. And Thursday, looking at great weather with mostly sunny skies and more dry conditions, highs in the mid 70s. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Friday.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a partly sunny 82 degrees. 86 was our high today and our morning low 65. Yesterday, we had a high of 84. As for a record high on this day, we actually have a tie back in 1934 and 2012 at 98. A record low was set in 1959 at 47. Last year on this date, our high was 80 and our low 58. Sunset today will be at 8:32, sunrise tomorrow at 5:45. No precipitation, but the barometer still falling as it's at 30.5 and winds out of the northwest at 4 to 5. Again, it is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO's Evening Sports is brought to you by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a preview of local baseball action tonight.
Later on this evening, we'll have Home Talent Baseball. It's Cazenovia hosting Mazamani. Nick Stettelberg of the Reds talked about why the team moves its games from Thursday to Friday.
Absolutely. That's why we try to do the Thursday Night League, why we play our night games on Friday night. A lot of the guys work early in the morning, and a lot of the community do as well for factories and stuff around the area. So got to be to work at 5 if you're playing 7:30 and not getting home till going on midnight. Friday morning, it's not real conducive for work Friday for them, and then going into the weekend too, feeling up to snuff.
Nighttime baseball, I'll have it for you coming up later on tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com. Pregame time 7:15, and then live from Kaz, the Reds hosting the Mazamani Mustangs.
Dr. Seuss once said, "Sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple." Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Right now, the Brewers are in action as they are playing host to the Marlins. And right now, we are in the bottom of the seventh inning in that game. The Marlins have taken a 5-1 lead over the Brew Crew. You can hear the game, though, going on right now over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Packers' throwback uniforms will be a tribute for the first time stock in the team was sold. A Green Bay team first took the field in 1919, but the stock was sold 4 years later in 1923 to keep the team operating. Sports Illustrated reports that this time the alternate jerseys will be navy blue with dark gold numbers and dark blue stripes. That's what the Packers were wearing 102 years ago. The throwback helmets will be painted to look like leather helmets that players wore a century ago. It's not known when those uniforms will be used in game, but it will be at Lambeau Field. Big Ten Conference volleyball coaches still respect the Badgers as a strong opponent, but they don't expect the dominance to continue. A preseason poll released this week predicts Wisconsin will finish third behind Nebraska and defending national champion Penn State. Coach Kelly Sheffield's team has been picked to win the conference 2 out of the last 3 years. Badgers setter Charlie Furbringer, middle blocker Carter Booth, and outside hitter Mimi Collier were named to the preseason all-conference team. The Minnesota Vikings are keeping wide receiver Justin Jefferson off the field for a while because of a mild strain in his left hamstring. Coach Kevin O'Connell said Jefferson will be reevaluated next week. The two-time All-Pro felt tightness in his leg during practice on Thursday and cut short his participation as a precaution. The Vikings then sent him for an MRI. O'Connell described the injury as very mild and expressed no concern about Jefferson being ready for the season opener. Jefferson will likely miss more than just a few days of training camp given his value to the team. And the NFL is fining about 100 players and 24 club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value, a person with knowledge of the details told the AP. As the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next 2 Super Bowls unless they're playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCL Walk with Grace radio auction gets underway Monday. Check out the items in advance that you might like to bid on the WRCO Facebook page. There's everything from Brewer tickets, Badger tickets, Packard tickets, pies and fudge and cheesecake and all kinds of practical items, and even a zero-turn radius mower and a real mower where you have to use your own power. Check it all out on the WRCO Facebook page and then get ready. Get a bidder number from WRCO at 608-647-2111. The annual Walk with Grace radio auction on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app will be on the air between 10 and noon, Monday through Friday. Don't miss it.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans and corn were lower, cattle were up, hogs were mostly lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Farming is in your DNA. It's in Stein's as well. Sign off for seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Traders are looking ahead to the updated crop conditions ratings from the USDA, which come out on Monday. Traders are also looking ahead to scheduled trade talks between the U.S. and China. August beans were down 5.5 at 9.98¾. September beans down 3¾ at 10.02. Corn was lower on fund and technical selling. Crop development weather has been mostly favorable, and the market's looking ahead to the next crop condition update from the USDA. September corn was down 2.25 at 399.5. December corn was down 1.75 at 419. The wheat complex was lower on fund and technical selling. The market has been watching results of the industry spring wheat tour. U.S. wheat has been at a competitive disadvantage on the global market. That's not expected to change. September wheat in Chicago down 3.25 at 538.25. December wheat in Chicago is down 3 at 558.25. In Kansas City, September wheat was down 2 at 526.5. And in Minneapolis, September wheat was down 3/4 at 584.75. Live and feeder cattle were up, watching the week's direct business unfold and waiting for the USDA reports. August lives were up 67 at 226.47. October lives were up $1 at 223.15. August feeder cattle were up 247 at 331.37. Hogs were mostly lower, pressured by weak cash business and ongoing uncertainties around demand. Prices at the regional direct markets were sharply lower during the session. August lean hogs were up 50 cents at 108.70. October lean hogs were down 50 at 90.60. I'll be back with a look at closing cash numbers on Brownfield right after this.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
There was a light round of direct cash cattle business that took place later than day Friday. Live deals in Iowa were marked at $240 to $242. Dress deals in Nebraska were at $380, about a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.41 at $366.68. Select was $2.13 lower at $344.87. Estimated cattle slaughter was 96,000 head. Cash hogs ended the day sharply lower with light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 334 with a weighted average of 110.27. The Iowa Minnesota was 349 lower with a weighted average of 110.79. And the Western Corn Belt was down 222 with a weighted average of 110.67. Pork values were higher, up $1.32 at 118.86. Ribs, butts, and loins were all sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 447,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. The USDA's long-awaited return of the mid-year cattle inventory report indicates widespread herd expansion still isn't happening. As of July 1st, all cattle and calves in the U.S. are 1% below the same time period in 2023, but have increased since the start of 2025. The 2025 calf crop in the U.S. is expected at 33.1 million head, which is down 1% from last year. More news next on Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early. Bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead, and have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
States of the European Union say a retaliation plan is in place if trade negotiations fall apart with the U.S. Iowa State University Extension economist Chad Hart tells Brownfield he's concerned the EU could target ag.
They have been one of our growth markets, especially over the past year, year and a half. And so they have a little more, if you will, action that they can play with us.
The chief economist at the American Soybean Association says soybean-based biofuels continue to lead demand prospects for the crop. Scott Geralt says updates to the 45Z tax credit in the recently passed reconciliation package are positive.
The 45Z got rid of some of the scoring penalties for soy, so now we have about the same credit level as most other things. The other thing it did is only North American-produced feedstocks can get this credit.
And in a statement, Union Pacific Railroad and Norfolk Southern say the companies are engaged in advanced discussions regarding a potential business combination. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu on Tipsock Auction Realty. Reminder, we have an online-only auction coming up. The sale includes firearms, fishing supplies, tools, and much more. We have auctions that are getting ready and about to go online right now, so keep an eye out for those. 175 acres of vacant land in Wyalusing, Wisconsin. Online-only auction. It is online right now. For more information, go to our website. We have realtors ready to help you find or sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
Iowa farmer prioritizes soil health and regenerative ag practices. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A South Central Iowa farmer says regenerative ag practices have helped him keep his soil on his farm. On this episode, farmer Steve Kuiper discusses how his ag practices have improved soil health and also boosted yields. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. We are celebrating generations of progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment of all kinds. Mark your calendars August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Kuiper of Knoxville, Iowa, says reducing soil erosion is one of his biggest priorities. He tells Brownfield he utilizes cover crops, biologicals, and no-till, and he's also seen some soil health benefits from laying drainage tile in his fields.
We raise corn and soybeans, and one of the things we've done a few years ago, we started to realize that we needed more tile, and for two, we want to do everything we can to keep our soil on the farm. We finished a couple projects this spring, creating some dry basins where if we do, you're going to have hard rains, you're going to have some soil movement, but we want to keep that soil on the farm. So if that soil and water ends up in a dry basin, the soil will separate. We can bring that soil back on the hill into a thin spot or whatever. We use no-till. We're using some cover crops. We're working with a number of biologicals. We're starting to kind of narrow the biologicals down to ones that we prefer and we'd like to use. I've been no-tilling for, probably 35, 40 years, probably. I don't know. I have to think through that one, how long it's been. But it's important for us to keep our soil on the farm, but also keep our soil health up. We're pattern tiling the ground that we own. And what that does for us, I've heard people, have an argument about drain tile and having, nutrients leaching out through the drain tile, and we haven't seen that. What we're seeing is, as we pattern tile farms, we have less runoff. The water percolates down through the soil. When the water gets into the soil, it's a carbon filter, and so the nutrients and herbicides stay in the soil instead of running off. It's been a significant yield improvement for us, and it's a significant soil health improvement for us.
Kuiper says his soil health initiatives are also about improving water quality.
Inherently, farmers want to do everything they can to not be bad players. You know, we all understand that our ag land is our most valuable asset, and to be environmentally friendly to that, be good neighbors. We farm around Lake Red Rock. I want to make sure that people understand we're doing our darndest not to pollute that lake.
Brownfield spoke to Kuiper at a recent event at Cargill in Eddyville, Iowa. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
It's 19 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour as our evening rolls along. Bo Hendricks with you for a little while longer. Of course, we will still have hometown and baseball coming up later on, so stay tuned for that. But right now, we're going to head back to some music as we hear from Old Dominion, taking a trip down memory lane.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. Thinking about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. So drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes, you're pulling me closer, your head on my shoulder. We never let go and we never be over. If I could buy a house on memory lane, I wouldn't have to wonder if you miss me the same. I'd be loving you as usual, telling you you're beautiful. Oh, I'd be happily delusional. Think about those sunsets that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where every hour is a happy hour of country and community.
Well, it's going to be expected to cool down a little bit tonight, but this weekend's going to be warm, that's for sure. Lows down to around 68 tonight. Tomorrow, we'll look for a high in the mid-80 range. And then on Sunday, highs of 92, but heat index readings could be as high as 100. The Brewers aren't too hot right now, as the bottom of the ninth inning, last chance really for them to come away with a win, as they are trailing 5-1 against the Marlins. But you can hear the ending of that game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. In the meantime, though, here's Alan Coe and Corey Asbury with We Grew Up Together.
From CVS, remember thinking I'm too young for this. Those 9 months came and went, got an angel heaven sent, promised that I'd always try my best. But there's no instruction book on how to raise a kid, holding life in my hands when I stay young forever. You don't know it now.
offer you. And your pretty body lay close to me, melting in the heat. Hey, is it hot in here or is it just me? 'Cause I'm burning, burning up with love like a log in a fireplace. Yeah, I'm burning, burning up with love since the first time I saw your face.
Ever since the night we kissed and set my world on fire,
I've been burning up with love for you. I've been burning up with love. Been burning up with love for you. I've been burning up with love. Somebody hand me a thermometer and hand it to me quick. I think I just better take my temperature, I'm sick. Love sick, there's a red hot fever inside of me. I must have caught it from your lips. It gets hotter and hotter and hotter when we kiss. Baby, I'm burning, burning up with love like a dog in a fireplace. Yeah, I'm burning, burning up with love since the first time I saw your face.
Ever since the night we kissed, you set my world on fire.
I've been burning up with love. I've been burning up with love. I've been burning up with love for you. I've been burning up with love.
Yeah, we're taking our country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Glenn Maxwell, whose sources told ABC News initiated the meetings with the Justice Department, answered questions about the Jeffrey Epstein case, sources said, after being granted a limited form of immunity. Maxwell is a co-conspirator and former girlfriend of Epstein. Earlier today, President Trump telling reporters he has not thought about a possible pardon, but says he could if he wanted to.
I asked about President Trump's comments today, talking about a potential pardon. Marcus said that it's no secret. Ghislaine Maxwell would welcome, as he put it, any kind of relief. But he said there were no specific asks today and no offers made.
President Trump is blaming Hamas for the latest breakdown in Gaza ceasefire talks in Qatar. It comes as aid groups report widespread starvation across Gaza. The UN and European leaders calling for an immediate end to the war. On Wall Street, stocks finishing the week strong with record highs. This is ABC News. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says deportation flights at the new migrant facility in the Everglades, dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, started this week. He says already 100 detainees have been transferred to Homeland Security flights and sent to other countries.
I don't want it to be something where people, illegals, are just being like stored there and then just kind of sitting. I want it to be where illegals are here.